The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, they will find him. Coming to Acrisure Stadium July 5th, along with Rod Stewart. The big announcement made yesterday by Pat Freiermuth, big Steelers tight end, and Bob Pompiani. Pomping ain't easy, Paul. It just isn't.
No, it certainly isn't. The guy never stops, really.
We got to have Pomp do a dance routine during both acts, but we'll get to that later.
He loves to dance. Is he still doing TikTok dance videos?
I haven't seen one very recently, but I used to see a series of Bob while he's doing all his other jobs. He's busier than Ryan Seacrest.
No question.
He has more shows involved. And joining us to talk about a real practical part of what's going on this weekend and next summer is Merrill Stabil, president of Alco Parking, the oldest and largest parking operator in Pittsburgh, company founded by his grandfather when they were parking horse and buggies over at Exposition Park. Merrill, good morning.
Thank you for the introduction, Larry.
That may have been a stretch, that part. But, yeah. You know, what's ironic, Merrill, as you know very well, I used to think that when Three River Stadium was over there, it was basically this giant cement donut in an asphalt tundra. And now look at everything that's going on in the North Shore. But from a practical standpoint, you've had to shrink the parking areas around the region and go up instead of out, right?
That's exactly correct.
And that said, let's talk about for this show next summer. There's a link and a tie-in, as I understand it, when you get your tickets.
That's what we ultimately would like to have, but I will say that we will be not right away, but as soon as, you know, not long after the tickets for sale, you'll be able to pre-purchase your parking. Sometimes we are able to bundle it and sometimes we aren't. It's a long story on that matter, but, the ultimate goal is someday to always be doing that. But in this particular case, we'll go out on social media and our website to let people know that they can pre-purchase their parking well in advance of the concert.
Merrill, this is Paul Rasmussen. Are you cooperating with or in acting in concert with any of the websites, the apps that are helping people find parking places now?
Yes, ParkWiz and ParkMobile are the ones that we are using, and that's probably we'll be telling people when those will be usable in order to secure a parking space.
Yeah, that said, that way you know you got a space coming down to the North Shore. Let's talk about like a Steeler day, 1 o'clock kickoff Sunday with the Browns. We know all those immediate spaces around the area are already spoken for, but is there a waiting list? Can somebody get on that list now for future parking for games, or are there availabilities?
Well, there's two things, Larry. There's you know, seasonal reserve parking, which is what, you know, most people have. But there always is a handful of spaces that you can pre-purchase so that, you know, we recommend anybody can go on and check it out and see what's available. It may not be. I would tell you the surface lot spaces are pretty much spoken for. But as far as some of the garages down on the North Shore, those are the ones where you can often buy some spaces.
And that said, I know because of the shrinking, just the footprint, you've heard a lot about tailgating. And people still like to tailgate. They're still able to do that in some places, though, right?
Yes, anywhere there's a surface lot, we allow tailgating. We just, as I've said in the past, you know, we tell people that it just can't get too big.
And I'm curious, what are, I was in Boston last Friday, went to the Pens-Bruins game, and I happened to notice the parking there was $60 around the arena. Oh, yeah, I know.
Wow.
What's a space cost for a Steelers game these days?
It varies, you know, as depending on how close you get to the stadium, but we're not quite that high. We are, I mean, I'm talking about the lots under the stadium authority. I can't speak for some of the other ones, but, you know, like lots one, I think it's
30 bucks,
40 or 45 bucks. Yes.
All right, and there has been a significant change in the fact that, like the stadiums, you've gone to electronic spots, right, where you have to have a mobile parking ticket. Correct.
That is correct. We no longer have the hanging tags.
Yeah, so that people need to be aware of that. It's important, though, but if you get your space in advance, nice to know you have that ready to go. So, Merrill, are you going to be singing or participating in Billy Joel and Rod Stewart?
No, I prefer you to be just the way you are.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. Merrill, have a great weekend. Thank you for the time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. President of Alco Parking, Merrill Stabile.
You know what I was wondering, and when we covered the story not long ago, and we had some clips with Merrill, he talked about the number of complaints that they were getting about the tailgating. He didn't get specific about it, and he said, you know, we don't want them to get too big, the tailgating gatherings. And it makes me wonder, how big is too big?
Well,
right?
that's a great question.
That's a tough one. I guess that kind of differs on which lot we're talking about and at what spot in which lot, right?
There's some discretion involved there. And I guess it's if it's out of hand in some way, shape, or form, then at some point it could be determined to be too big.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to show up with his wife and kids and then be next to a rowdy gathering where people are using bad language and what have you?
Well, we mentioned in our early part of the show that it's the dry comedian Stephen Wright's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told Aaron, one of the things he said was, how old are you? How old do you have to be if you die of old age?
How young? Did or it say how young do you have to be to die of old age?
How young do you have to be to die of old age? It's kind of like that question. There's some discretion involved. So, yeah, it's always been a challenge. But, you know, people find a way. You know, you have the T, which has been a huge boom since that, to go all the way to the stadium. Both stadiums have stops. And then you also have now this, the world of Uber and Lyft, where people, you know, don't have to park. So if you're paying $45 for a space, you have to decide, well, what's it take if a group of us Uber in and split the cost? You know, those kind of things.
So, right. Could be the same for all of that.
I guess the real trick there would be getting one out after the game.
Yeah.
Or the concert, right?
That's exactly the issue, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, because if you have plans to go, like, have dinner somewhere or go have a few drinks somewhere and some time passes by and the street's empty up, then I guess it would be easier. But make a night of it, right?
Yeah.
Right.